Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. In the season of Advent, we celebrate the coming of Jesus. And today we're going to talk about the second coming of Jesus that he desires to enter into our hearts. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. But the challenge and the invitation is for Jesus, in a sense, to be born in our hearts, for the coming of the Lord to occur in our own lives, for us to accept and say yes to Jesus, just as Mary did, just as Joseph did, so that he might bear fruit and transform us when we receive him as our Lord. Well, one of the great lines that happens in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John, is at the Last Supper, when Jesus says, "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing," which means that with him, we can do everything because the Lord is in our hearts. And one of the great ways that we do that as Catholics is we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We call the Eucharist the source and the summit of our faith because we believe that we receive in the Eucharist not a symbol of Jesus, but Jesus' very body, blood, soul, and divinity, his real presence with us. And when we receive the Eucharist, we need to cooperate with what the Lord wants to do in our life, because receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is, in the words of St. Augustine, dangerous food. We're in danger of becoming what we receive, becoming Christ in this world. So receiving Jesus in the Eucharist should change us, but oftentimes people aren't changed when they receive the Eucharist. And one of those things that is what St. Paul called, when you aren't aware, when you're not conscious of that this is actually the body of Christ, then you are actually eating and drinking your own condemnation. So just as people during Jesus' time when he walked among us on earth, they interacted with him, they ate next to him, they probably did business with him as a carpenter, they didn't recognize who he was, and then later on during his public ministry, some people interacted with him and hated and despised him, that in a sense, they weren't recognizing the reality. But when people did, when they said, "My Lord and my God," when they knew who Jesus was, and they acknowledged him and put their faith in him, it transformed him. The same is true for us. We receive the Eucharist with faith. It transforms us. And so the next time you come to Mass, hopefully you make a good confession to prepare yourself to receive the Holy Eucharist. When you say amen, recognize that Jesus, the Lord of the universe, Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago, Jesus who will be coming at the end of time, is now entering into your heart. And so when we say amen, we say yes to him entering into our hearts so that we can be transformed. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.